What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode number 1121. In this episode, I'll discuss what if it's not the sedative class that causes delirium, but just the depth of sedation. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1121. And now, on to the episode. The Society of Critical Care Medicine guidelines for sedation in the ICU recommend avoiding benzodiazepine infusions for sedation in the ICU. The reason for this is, in part, concern that benzos cause more delirium than non-benzo-based sedatives. These guidelines also recommend using light sedation over deep sedation whenever possible for the same purpose, avoiding delirium. These are conditional recommendations, which the guideline authors state is based on low-quality evidence, but it was the most reasonable conclusion to draw from available evidence at the time the guidelines were written. A group of researchers published in Critical Care Medicine a retrospective cohort study involving over 10,000 patients to compare propofol and benzodiazepine-based ICU sedation to determine the risk of each strategy on post-extubation delirium. The authors sought to prove the hypothesis that benzodiazepine versus propofol-based sedation is associated with fewer delirium-free days within 14 days after extubation. They also look at deep sedation, which was defined as the ratio of days with a mean Richmond Agitation Sedation Scale score of less than or equal to -3 during the course of mechanical ventilation. The patient cohort studied ranged from admissions during 2008 all the way through 2018. On average, just under one-third of the time on mechanical ventilation was spent under deep sedation. The mean number of delirium-free days was just under 10. The analysis found that a higher proportion of days under deep sedation was associated with 3 fewer delirium-free days post-extubation. The interesting finding was that the use of benzos compared with propofol only increased the risk of post-extubation delirium in patients who received a high proportion of deep sedation. The cohort of benzodiazepine patients who received a low proportion of deep sedation did not have a higher risk of delirium compared with patients who received propofol. Even when the dose of sedative was used to predict the risk of delirium, the GABAergic drug-induced proportion of deep sedation for the endpoint post-extubation delirium was a better predictor of delirium. The authors concluded that benzos compared with propofol-induced deep sedation during mechanical ventilation is associated with increased post-extubation delirium risk, but their data do not support the view that benzo-based compared with propofol-based sedation in the ICU adds an independent risk of delirium as long as deep sedation can be avoided. It's probably easier, though, to avoid deep sedation when infusions of short-acting propofol are given rather than long-acting benzos, and clinicians should try to avoid using benzos if deep sedation is required for a prolonged period and should avoid deep sedation whenever possible. While this data isn't going to lead to benzos becoming first-line sedatives in ICU patients, it does provide some useful information that when benzos are used, care should especially be taken to limit or eliminate the time spent in deep sedation. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.